Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Kathy Young at Shaw Industries. She's Creative Director of Residential Marketing. How you doing, Kathy?
I'm great. Thanks, Kim.
Well, thanks for being with me this morning. I wanted to talk to you about the HGTV Green Home, which you guys, I think, have done. This is the third year, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I guess one of the first questions I have for you is, why does Shaw participate? What do you get out of this?
Well, we get an opportunity to show our floors, and as you know, we have a leadership position in our recyclable and recycled content products in our Anso fiber and our Epic hardwood floors, but most of all, we do it because it is a wide reach to our targeted consumer base, and our dealers really respond to HGTV.
Okay. So when we look at HGTV, I mean, you're primarily reaching out with this promotion. You're reaching out to the consumer.
Yes.
Okay.
As you know, Shaw has a wonderful brand recognition and awareness with our dealer base, but we're young in advertising to the consumer, so and she's not in the market for our product on a regular basis, so we have to introduce ourselves to her when she's in the market.
Right. I mean, you've actually, in the last probably 5 or 6 years, you guys went to a monolithic identity. I mean, you had all these other brand names out there. And so while a lot of people in the business know Shaw very well, to the consumer, you still have a little ways to go for building unaided brand awareness, don't you?
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
And so you see this as being one of your primary vehicles for building awareness.
Well, we just are so pleased to be partnered with HGTV, and as you know, a lot of our advertising efforts are with the Scripps Network, but HGTV is subscribed to 98 million households.
Mm-hmm.
It's HGTV.com gets more than 5 million unique visits a month, and that's very powerful for us, especially during a sweepstakes giveaway when we are there advertising in banner ads and present on the HGTV website.
Yeah, and to be clear, you know, HGTV, everybody knows, is cable television, but there's also an internet presence, right?
Yes, a very strong internet presence.
Yeah. So if somebody's typing in green flooring or something like that, I mean, that'll probably go over to this site around this home, probably.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We've talked about the consumer part of it. Is there a dealer tie-in? Is there a reason? Is there a benefit to the dealers?
Well, the dealers that advertise in their marketplace are buying local cable spots, and they, too, are very in tune to the HGTV model. They know that consumer watching that program has projects in mind, so they are buying their local spots. So they were doing that before we even started our alignment there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget in Dallas when we announced that we were going to partner with HGTV, the response that we got at that beginning market season from our dealers was just so credible. It was recognized immediately. Every dealer that walked up had someone in their house watching HGTV. It connected them with our consumer immediately, and they like to see Shaw with a large advertiser, and HGTV is.
Well, let's get specific around this year's house. It's up outside of Boston, isn't it?
It is. It's in Plymouth, Massachusetts, in the Pine Hills community.
Last year was down in South Carolina, was that right?
Actually, last year was in Port St. Lucie, Florida, in the Traditions community, and our first home was in Hilton Head.
Okay, that's right. Mm-hmm. The flooring that was picked, I know they picked probably some carpet. They probably picked some Anso carpets, and they probably picked some Epic hardwood. Is that right?
They did. They did. The house is very charming. It is a three-level. It's actually a four-level if you count the unfinished basement that's in it. But it's a three-level cottage home, very Cape Cod design-oriented. But I love to quote Linda Woodrum, who is the designer that works with Jack Thomason, the house planner, when she says, "This is not your grandmother's cottage." And you'll see that when you visit with us next month, Kemp. It's just a very charming home. Predominantly hardwood installation with rose down hickory. I think the color is burnt sugar, actually, that's installed in the home, and it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous floor. It's treated with the scuff resist platinum that we have introduced, and if you go to HGTV.com now, you'll actually see videos and representation of a lot of activity with children playing on the floors and the protection that scuff resist gives this floor, and it is very beautiful. A staircase that goes up to a reading nook, and it's so well done, and just so happy, and a lot of woodwork in it. The carpets, of course, being Anso nylon, are bound rugs. They're not installed rooms, but they're bound room rugs, and just very thick, luscious cables and textures that really complement the Americana look that's going on in the home. And there are some beautiful photos on the website. I just encourage anyone to go out and visit those. It's just so exciting to see your product installed and designed as well as these homes are put together. And I don't want to short the tile either. The bathrooms, I'm always so excited to see what they do with the bathrooms. The master suite actually opens up into a very outdoor living type bathroom. It actually has roofed cottage sidings over the glass shower, and we have our colonnade product mixed in with our glass essentials, and it's just beautifully designed. The children's bath has a shower wraparound made out of our 4x4 glass tiles in a red-orange color, and it's just very exciting.
Okay. Tell me a little bit of this design and everything. I mean, there's a you mentioned this gentleman's name, Jack Thomason.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually gets involved in all the finishes, and does he actually get work with the architect? And
he does. Jack actually started the HGTV Green Home and the Dream Home giveaways. He heads up the coordination of the projects, getting the builders the site locations, and as I said, Linda Woodrum is the designer that works with him, and together they choose the finishes, and they are always working with the local artisans and retailers in the local communities to design the house so that there's a lot of hometown feeling when you go through the home. You can actually buy those products right there in the community, and you have the opportunity to witness everyone's green efforts, because that's the focus of the home. So everything that is furnished in the home has a great green story to go along with it.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing it. Now, this house is being given away, and there's a sweepstake. And to enter the sweepstake, I guess they, I've done it this morning. I haven't entered, but I've looked. You can actually go to Google, and you can go to HGTV Green Home and Google, and it goes right there.
Yes. Each time when we're there for the winner's weekend and we talk with the winner and ask the questions of how did they enter and what did they think their secret was to winning the home, most of them will tell you, I drink my coffee, I take my vitamins, and I enter for the home every morning. It's part of my daily regimen. The sweepstakes actually started in conjunction with our Spring is Green sale. The two work hand-in-hand April 16th through, I think the home goes through registration for sweepstakes drawing through June 4th, and then shortly thereafter the drawing for the winner.
And there's no limit. They can enter every day.
Every day.
Yeah, okay, great.
You and I can't win it.
Yeah, I know.
To win.
I know. I want to make sure everybody knew I was just looking. I'm not
we can look all we want.
That's right. All right, Kathy, well, thanks for telling us about that. I look forward to being there with you in about a month. So we've been talking to Kathy Young, who is Creative Director of Residential Marketing at Shaw Industries, about the HGTV Green Home. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.